In a world obsessed with participation trophies and grade inflation, we've created a dangerous illusion. The counterfeit yes. This false affirmation keeps us comfortably mediocre, unaware of our weaknesses, and unprepared for real-world competition. Steve Herz, talent agent to over 250 top journalists and media personalities, has built his career on being what he calls a social assassin, someone willing to bypass niceties and deliver hard truths that transform careers. His framework has become essential reading at companies like Google and Goldman Sachs, where leaders recognize that in today's competitive landscape, the difference between good and great often comes down to how effectively we communicate and connect. When equally qualified professionals see their careers diverge dramatically, the question emerges, why them and not me? The answer rarely lies in technical skills. After 25 years guiding top talent, the evidence is clear. When education, work ethic, and intelligence are equal, success comes down to communication ability and human connection. The Carnegie Foundation found only 15% of financial success comes from technical knowledge. The remaining 85% stems from personality and communication skills. This finding has been consistently replicated by Harvard and Stanford research. When careers stall despite strong qualifications, the culprit is often like spinach in your teeth that nobody mentions, an unseen trait blocking advancement. Most professionals remain unaware of how they're truly perceived, creating a disconnect between self-image and reality. Only 14% of employers agree that college graduates have strong soft skills, while 63% of graduates believe they do. Herz's AWA framework provides the solution: authority, commanding respect through confident presentation, warmth, building trust through genuine connection, and energy, creating engagement through passionate delivery. These aren't fixed personality traits, but learnable skills anyone can develop. While technical skills can be automated, genuine human connection remains invaluable. Master communicators like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Deb Perelman distinguish themselves through more than expertise. They demonstrate charisma, leadership, empathy, and confidence. These soft skills that education never taught you separate the good from the truly great. Authority communicates confidence and conviction without imposing. It inspires. From Churchill's wartime speeches to a Manhattan shoe repair expert examining footwear with precision, authority makes people trust your judgment and follow your lead. Your voice creates a critical first impression. It's your second face. Vocal authority comes through mastering pitch, pace, and volume. Research confirms our bias toward authoritative voices. A Duke University study found male CEOs with lower voices ran bigger companies, earned more, and held positions longer. Speak with crisp, declarative sentences. Authority often emerges not from what you say, but what you don't say, eliminating filler words and embracing silence. As noted in American Gangster, the loudest one in the room is the weakest one in the room. Authority begins before speaking, in how you enter a room. When you're comfortable in who you are and allow that certainty to show, you'll be recognized as authentic. It's not what you wear, but how you wear it. When internal confidence displays externally, you become an authority worth following. Warmth creates the essential foundation of trust in relationships. Without it, authority becomes hollow. I learned this when meeting a promising young newscaster. Instead of listening to her needs, I focused solely on impressing her with expertise. The result? She walked away uninterested, despite recognizing my knowledge. The fundamental problem was prioritizing authority over warmth. Research confirms this impact. A Stanford/UC Berkeley study found black men were more likely to accept preventive care from black doctors who established personal connections, overcoming medical system mistrust. Vulnerability in the workplace isn't about weakness or oversharing. It's about revealing your humanity in relatable ways. As Brené Brown notes, vulnerability and courage are essentially the same thing, the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. Showing appropriate vulnerability actually enhances authority when authentic. Nonverbal signals communicate volumes about warmth. Folded arms, lack of eye contact, absence of smiles, or a cool demeanor can doom your message regardless of content. Active listening requires hearing without planning rebuttals and acknowledging concerns. Jeff Feig doubled Citigroup's foreign exchange revenue through his unique warmth, listening deeply, presenting balanced perspectives, and never making promises he couldn't keep. Energy provides the power to influence and engage others. While authority commands respect and warmth generates affection, energy compels people to follow you. This quality transforms ordinary subjects into fascinating material, as Professor Barry Friedman demonstrated by making constitutional law captivating through passionate delivery. Lawrence Epstein's enthusiasm transformed UFC from a banned spectacle of brutality into a legitimate global sport. His energy-driven approach built support by highlighting safety records, economic impact, and the disciplined nature of MMA athletes. The key was just relentless optimism, says Epstein, who cultivated passion through deep industry knowledge. True energy combines conviction, enthusiasm, and emotional commitment. People like Friedman and Epstein succeed by creating immediate connections, looking you in the eyes, acknowledging you, and gauging your needs from the first moment. Effective energy isn't just output, it requires reading the room and drawing out others' energy. Too much unmodulated energy can exhaust people, as Howard Stern discovered, before evolving from shock jock to thoughtful interviewer. Success means knowing when to step up, step back, and allow everyone's energy to coalesce, rather than making everything about yourself. To develop authority, observe how others convey it through physical presence and vocal qualities. Note variations in pitch, pace, and volume that signal confidence. Record yourself speaking, then practice reading aloud while projecting certainty. For warmth, study body language. Open stance with shoulders back versus closed with folded arms. Build connection through forward-leaning posture, uncrossed arms, direct facing, relaxed facial expressions, and eye contact. Vary your demeanor to reflect authentic feelings rather than maintaining rigid consistency. To enhance energy, identify people who communicate with enthusiasm and emotional commitment. Review your conversations for audience engagement. Use strategic pauses every 7 seconds while maintaining eye contact to transform monologues into interactive exchanges. The difference between good and great professionals is simple. Great ones never take yes for an answer. Like elite performers, they remain focused on improvement regardless of praise, adopting a growth mindset that welcomes constructive feedback. The AWE framework evolves throughout your career. Energy dominates early on, authority develops with experience, and warmth grows with confidence. Understanding how your presentation creates impressions helps you progress from unconscious incompetency to unconscious competency, where improved behaviors become automatic. Excellence emerges from commitment to service and continuous improvement. Under Armour founder Kevin Plank exemplifies this by creating moisture-wicking undershirts after identifying a need in athletic gear. The path to extraordinary achievement isn't mysterious. It's built on deliberate practice, honest feedback, and the courage to hear no when everyone else offers counterfeit yeses. By developing your authority, warmth, and energy, you'll transform how others perceive you and how effectively you serve, lead, and create value in an increasingly competitive world.